I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Barely into the second month of the year, and 2018 is already proving to be a busy one for migration in the Mediterranean. There's good news and bad on this front. More than 4,000 migrants have arrived on Italian shores since January 1st, and more than 300 have drowned en route to Europe from North Africa. On the other hand, the good news, if you can call it that, is that the numbers are high, but lower than this time last year. Some attribute this decline to an agreement between Italy and Libya a year ago that promised to help the Libyan Coast Guard intercept boats and bring migrants back to Libya. Leonard Doyle is a spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration. I asked him if he thought the decline in sea arrivals and deaths at sea are because of the agreement.
Well, look, I think it's a combination of things. There's been a concerted effort led by the European Union, members of it in particular, to try and get their hands around this huge flow of migrants coming into Europe. I mean, they managed to effectively stop the refugees, primarily refugees who were coming in from Turkey into Greece. That was all over the media, and you had a million of them or more or less arriving in Germany 2 years ago. But they've never managed to stop the Libyan ones, because Libya is a much more difficult nut to crack, because there are many actors there, and many of them very, very, very nasty pieces. So, for example, you have ISIS in the south of the country. You have militias and smugglers for whom, you know, the economy is trading and trafficking and exploiting human beings, in particular these African migrants and others trying to come through. You have a very weak government. In fact, you have two rival weak governments. So into this whole mix, you have a lot of room for mischief, and the migrants simply just get exploited in this kind of terrible murder machine.
Right. So the drownings have slowed down, but the migrants are in Libya, and Amnesty International has come out against the agreement between Libya and Italy, basically saying migrants were being returned to these horrific conditions. So your organization, the IOM, works with the Libyan Coast Guard. Do you agree with Amnesty?
Look, we certainly applaud their interest in it, and we are hugely interested and motivated by the human rights of the migrants who are there. What we're trying to do is ensure that the Libyan Coast Guard behave better and are trained and have the right equipment. We certainly don't agree with people being put into detention, and in fact, following the report of the account of open slave markets in Libya, which the UN Migration Agency, IOM, broke that story, and then CNN, of course, took it to another level with right. their videography. But that has kind of broken the logjam in many ways, because the European Union is now spending vast amount of money to help us take people out of detention and home. So things are changing, but at the end of the day, you ask, are the smugglers the main beneficiaries? And they seem to continue to be benefiting.
And we're also hearing that the smugglers and the people who are running these detention centers in Libya often are working hand in glove and sometimes are the same people. Is that true?
That's open to interpretation, but it's very difficult for us to come out and say it, because what happens when our staff leave the detention centers and the doors are closed, we don't really know. But we find very credible many of the accounts of torture, abuse, all of that. Nobody's disbelieving it for a second. But we have to work in trying to improve the conditions that are there. We have to try and make sure that women are separated from the men, that there are hygienic facilities, and that above all, people are given the opportunity to come home. Because at the end of the day, they wanted a better life, all of these people. None of them wanted to end up in detention in Libya, and they've done nothing wrong beyond seeking a better life. But through a combination of being lured, you know, across social media and pushed, if you like, by the problems at home, including terrible economy, violence in many cases, and of course climate change. The migrants aren't the guilty ones here, but they're certainly paying the price.
Leonard, tell us what you saw when you visited some of those migrant detention centers in Libya. What did you see? And we are assuming there was some positive spin for you visitors.
There's no question. I went with the Director General of IOM, and it was a brief visit, and it was effectively a Potemkin village. This was like a front where they all had a nice sandwich in their hands and a bottle of cold water, and they were sitting for hours cross-legged out in the sun, women to one side, men to the other, and they were appealing and crying and begging to be brought out of this conditions that they're in. And then you look inside the detention center, so even though it had been spruced up for our visit, the place is, you know, a fetid room. There's one toilet for hundreds and hundreds of people. So it's not a nice place, and this is not what these migrants expected when they left home by any means. But they are very much kind of the forgotten wretched of the earth. There's not a lot of attention being paid for them, except finally now attempts are being made to bring them home. But that's just part of the solution. They need to find a livelihood and a future when they get home, because they go home with debts and they go home in some shame.
Leonard Doyle with the International Organization for Migration there.